You're doing the intro today, baby.
Hey guys, we know it's been a very long time since we have been back, you know, with life and everything. We've been super busy, but we wanted to definitely get back on posting a video at least once every 2 weeks. I was just taking a class. I went to a class and, you know, just life with the kids. It's just been busy now that sports is back up. So we definitely wanted to time in to give, you know, just to see how everybody's doing, check in, and just see how the whole blended family is going for us and kind of just catch up with you guys.
Sorry, guys.
Cracking a non-alcoholic, just a haze. Yeah, so, you know, just catch up. We definitely, you know, like my baby said, we want to apologize because we do take the channel and the platform seriously, and we love and appreciate all the support you guys have given, you know, the little bit of work we've done with the channel and the podcast so far. It's been a super cool way to interact and get people's ideas. We do want to kind of stimulate more interaction because this is a community, you know, type of channel, and you know, we're going on our fifth year as a union, you know, second year,
almost 2 years as being married,
and we're so blessed. And if there's anything that we can share about how we keep everything fresh with one another, we would love to. And if there's anything that you guys can share, we would love to hear, you know, your stories as well.
Absolutely. So, just to time in on what's been going on with us, you know, we're all doing well. We just celebrated 1 year as a blended family in one household. So, Lord knows we've had a couple, you know, bumps in the road. So we just wanted to like share, because, you know, definitely this blended family thing is not perfect. And you will definitely have your challenges. One of our biggest challenges with the kids is my boys are a little, well, our boys are a little messy. So we've been trying to, and I think as moms, sometimes we do too much. And I've noticed that over the years, I have cleaned up after them a lot. And now that they're getting older and I see how well managed the other kids are, I see that they're lacking a little bit. They will eat, leave the stuff on the table, drink multiple water bottles all over the house. Room is a mess. So I had to come to Mike and be like, babe, I really need you to help me on this. And he was more lax with it. He's just like, he's more like, I'm the one, like, a little bit more stern. And I guess it took a minute for him to kind of get used to being a little bit of, like, authoritative a little bit, maybe?
I wouldn't necessarily say, like, authoritative or authoritative. But I agree with my baby that I definitely, I'm still looking for the proper approach to it, but I noticed it didn't, like, my kids, my biological kids and non-biological kids before our union were not the cleanest either. So it takes time. So after 1 year of us being all under the same roof, that's not enough time, you know. So I know that, you know, we have one thing 100%, 120% I know for sure is that for us to have a large family and a lot of kids, we are blessed to have good kids.
Yeah.
Now, messy, a little bit sassy, might want to run too much, you know, stuff like that. Yes, we do have to deal with.
Yeah.
But we have good, smart, intelligent, beautiful kids. And when I do have to put my foot down they listen. And it doesn't have to be like a hard foot, you know, like I have had to do with, you know, you get some kids, some of them just, you know, habitual, you know, you habitually got to, excuse my language, put your foot in their ass. But, or remind them that you will put your foot in their
Absolutely.
Ass. But that's not how we want to raise our children. But yeah. We do want them to know that there's going to be discipline.
Absolutely.
And there's going to be punishment applied to not. So, in our boys' defense, we saw something astonishing happen this week. Now, my wife quickly forgot because it hasn't happened a whole lot. But it did happen this week. You remember what happened this week?
Mm-mm.
So, one of the boys, the oldest boy, nobody asked him or anything, just because he loves his mom and he's a good kid.
Yes, he did.
And he sees the reward that another one of our children gets from always helping out just by taking the initiative. Taking the initiative is very important. So he noticed that. Oh, wait a minute. And nobody asked him. Yep. He just came downstairs and did it.
Yeah,
I saw him taking the trash out. I'm in the garage working, and I see his shadow come across the. And I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't the person who usually does that without asking.
Yeah.
But that's a good step.
Absolutely.
You know, in his defense.
Yeah.
In the boy's defense.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm going to continue to work with that, but just definitely having that backup support. You know, like when you have a blended family, of course, you're going to. They'll handle things different slightly the way you would, because I could tell my boys, like, listen, I need y'all to get with it. And I'm a little bit more soft when it comes to his girls. Now, I'm not saying that I won't go there, because I will go there if I have to.
Of course.
But it's just a different tone that you take with your biological then you can take it to me in a way. So I do understand that when it comes to him, like, you know, laying down the law with the boys. But definitely they all know it's in love. But
absolutely.
Definitely you will get checked.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If need be.
Oh, yeah.
So that's definitely something that we're going through, just trying to get them all on the same page, just having so many in the house. There's always dishes, there's always, yep, you know,
something.
Traffic, there's always carpet that needs to be vacuumed, or hallways that need to be swept, and shoes that need to be put up, and dishes that need to come off the dishwasher.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of times with us working full time, I'm like, I don't feel like it's our job to clean up behind big kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, y'all, it's definitely...
It's a work in process. It's work. So you gotta be, you can't be some weak, couple who doesn't do, like, they know that this is all day long.
Yeah.
Like, even when they don't, when we're not next to each other, they already know that she's gonna see what I'm thinking about, and I'm gonna see, or I'm just gonna reflect.
Absolutely.
You know? So that's just how we roll, and they know that there's no, like, coming in between that. So
Absolutely.
That's number one. That's number one. Be on the same page.
Absolutely. So, that's very, very important, because, you know, once they know that is solid and there's no interfering with this, and that we're, like, if he says this, it's the law. Like,
same for her.
You know, if that's what he said, that's what it is, and vice versa.
Now, if that's what she said, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah, so. I'm not going to, we don't do that. So, you know, I can say, you know, and I'm probably more, no, we're like, we're really a lot alike, like almost identical. But I would say that it's not hard, you know, and don't let that scare you if you meet someone who is very special to you. And the first thing, you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, no, I don't want to date anybody with kids. Like, please don't let that, because regardless, even if it doesn't work out with you guys, you add on to your family.
Absolutely.
And it's so special and so important. And if you're a real person, a real man or a real woman, regardless, God forbid, something would happen between you and that person, you don't detach from the children. Like, they remain your family.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And then you'll start to feel, because, like, as a mother, you feel in your heart you can never love anyone as much as you love your children. You couldn't love any other children as much as you love your children. That's like that when you have your first one. Mm-hmm. Then you have your second one. It's like your heart just grows and grows. And it's the same way when you blend a family, mm-hmm. and you have bonus kids. Like, I love every last one of them. And yeah. We've definitely, each and every last one of them, we had our challenges.
Oh, yeah.
We've had kids cry. We Absolutely. Don't want to live together.
Oh, yeah.
And that was so hard.
We've had it all. We've had the not speaking.
Not acknowledging each other.
Yeah, we've
the
had
kids will come in together and wouldn't even speak. what the heck is wrong with these kids?
But you also, you have to have faith first.
Yes.
For, I don't care what your religion is. I Absolutely. Don't care what God you pray to, but you must
have faith
first, and you have to know that things are gonna work out. Things are gonna be okay. Like, mm-hmm. and just be one way. Like, don't change up.
Be consistent.
Be consistent
the whole time. Absolutely. That's sweet. Yep. I remember one time we had all got the kids together, and it was horrible. Meaning the kids didn't speak. two of them, they were like in groups. Like, my kids was in this group and his kids was in this group, and they were walking like past each other. And we were like, we tried to plan this whole family gathering, and it was horrible. Get in the car. Everyone in the car starts crying. We don't know why we have to sell our house and move in with them. We don't want to live with them. And I'm just like, I just want to be happy. And I'm crying. Then when they get out the car, they go in the house. And I call him crying. He's like, honey, breathe. Yeah, it's all going to work out. And at that moment, I honestly was like, this is never going to work out.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that to encourage y'all. You will have moments like that.
Of course.
They're gonna test you. I mean, it wouldn't be normal if they didn't test you. But those kids are going to test you.
Yeah.
And you either gonna go there or go there. And you just gotta always keep, you know that, like, God wouldn't have put any test on you that you're not able to handle.
Absolutely.
So you got this. And things will get better. I promise you.
Oh, my God. So much better.
I promise you. Now we have them not wanting to leave.
And this is what we prayed for, you know.
Absolutely. We prayed to have a house that was big enough and comfortable. Everyone had their own room and that they would love to be here. And now we're like, we honestly haven't had a night in the house without any kids.
Nope. We're never home alone, ever.
It's always at least two. But there's always kids here.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't want to leave. And we're like, we just want a weekend, you know, to ourselves.
We had our anniversary. Our first anniversary year. And we were home. And we tried to do a little something, you know, special. My wife put it together real
got
nice,
rid of
beautiful.
The kids.
No. We didn't. We got rid of most of them.
Yeah.
But there was one still in the house.
Yep.
She was
like, yeah.
But, oh, well.
We're
going to
all
celebrate.
We're going to knock these boots regardless.
Hey, yeah. So, you know, listen, it's not like, you know, I wouldn't trade it. My life is the best.
It's never a dull moment during the week.
My life is the best.
Our life is the best it's ever been.
I wouldn't change it. So don't sell yourself.
And
just live your live life, you know, like, and let it happen, and just be, you know, just be one way. Like, don't switch up. That's the worst thing you could do to a child or a person, period. Like,
absolutely.
Switching up, changing
especially
up.
Especially a child, you know, because children, his girls will text me, mm-hmm. and message me before they'll message him.
Yep, sure will.
And then when my kids need something, they'll message him.
Don't even call her.
Don't even call me. And I'm like, oh, and she's like, oh, I already called Mr. Mike and told him I had a flat tire. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks for, you know.
It's called keeping it real. It's called keeping it real.
Miss Monique, can you send me $10? I'm hungry. I'm on my lunch break and I don't have any money. Sure. And I'm telling him, he's like, oh, she didn't even message me. So I promise you, be consistent. And you're not even, when we're all together, you can't even tell who's step and who's biological. We're all just one big family.
Yep.
And I promise you, it's not easy. And it's going to take time, but be consistent and it will get better. Mm-hmm. So that's just our motivation and our encouragement for you guys. But the biggest thing is faith and definitely being on one accord with each other, like, you know, and respect. And I'm going to give respect to them and they're going to give me respect back. But we always respect each other. So, I mean...
And it's one other thing, I don't mean to, you know, shout out to my baby for, you know, passing her class.
Yes.
So that was one of the main reasons why we
took a break.
We had to take a break. And
whoever's taking biology classes, Lord, with lab and lecture, it was definitely a lot, but pass with a B, and that part is over.
Yeah.
Until fall. Until the fall when the next class starts, but we're gonna do some videos over the summer. We're gonna try to include the kids in. Mm-hmm. If maybe anyone has any questions for the kids on how they do with us, you know, that would be great. We'd love to have some couples. So if you're watching and you're interested in joining us,
or Zoom or something,
a huge backyard. We have a huge deck. We can do something outdoors to make everyone feel comfortable. But we definitely want to expand on this channel. Please come up with topics that you may want to get some information. We're definitely not perfect, but we have a little bit of experience in the whole blending and also having a solid relationship and, you know, just making sure that our kids and we, you know, we're healthy and we're treating each other good. So
that's right.
Yeah. Right. So definitely hit us up, let us know, and
We appreciate you guys again. You know, you know, it's kind of corny to always, you know, say the usual, you know, comment, like, share, subscribe, crap.
Yes, please.
Do whatever you like to do.
Yeah, but like and peace. Subscribe and comment. Please, we love it. We're like, oh my God, somebody
communicate. That's all we, you know.
Yeah,
you
don't we even, love it.
If
we
you
love
subscribe, it. That's it. Cool. But it's all about the communication, you know, and the vibe. So we definitely want to send some good vibes and good energy your way in this crazy world. You know, we need some positive
We're
vibes.
All about positivity. Yes, positivity absolutely. And love.
All about it.
Stuff that you don't see, especially between Black people, Black marriages being solid and showing love. And this is not nothing fake. Like, this is my best friend, my road dog.
This is us.
This is us all the time.
Thank God.
And by the grace of God, I'm like, we were just talking about this. I'm like, I always feel like he is catfish.
Oh my God.
Like, but I, of course, you know, it's different because I've seen him, but it's just, you know, sometimes we are so used to trauma, right? When we find something that doesn't reflect trauma, we're like, this can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, God is able to put you, because it's like, you're with somebody so much and you're so used to this.
Mm-hmm.
But then God directs you to the right person, and it's like this. And it feels so good. No tension. It just all comes in together. So we love you guys, and thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Peace, love, and blessings, guys.
Peace, love, and blessings.